Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffries said this morning he needs your help in locating a missing teenage girl. Jeffries said Brandy Burgess of Batesville was last seen on February 25th at about 11 p.m. in West Batesville. The sheriff said she left her residence on foot after she apparently called an unknown person to pick her up. Burgess is approximately 5 foot 5 inches tall and weighs 240 pounds. She has long black hair with burgundy on top. She was last seen wearing jeans, a green hoodie with Mexico written on the front, and worn over an orange shirt. If you've seen or heard information about the whereabouts of this teenager, Brandy Burgess, contact the Independence County Sheriff's Department and ask for Detective Mike Mundy. Here's the number you can call, 870-793-8838, 793-8838. Any information you provide will be kept confidential. Dateline Little Rock, where Arkansas Baptist College is becoming innovative, they say businesses will be able to get small loans from a college to set up shop near the school's campus in Little Rock. Officials hope the money will help as many as 10 new businesses start up each year. Dateline Omaha, Nebraska, where new data released this morning says the economy in the Midwest and Plains states continues to improve at a healthy pace, and employers in the area are laying off fewer workers. The data comes from surveys conducted in Arkansas and 8 other states. Ash Flat, where a Sharp County judge says a developer must remain in jail until he comes up with more than $100,000 to pay his all-cash bond. 63-year-old Wayne Watkins returned to Ash Flat last week from Mexico. He will face charges that he defrauded people who bought land in a subdivision. His lawyer says he'll plead not guilty when he appears in court later this month. Stone County Sheriff's Office criminal investigators are working on a robbery that occurred late Sunday night at Foothills Baptist Church on Highways 5, 9, and 14 north of Mountain View. Sheriff Lance Bond says someone entered the church's offices and broke into a filing cabinet near the secretary's office and took over $4,000 in cash and checks. The sheriff is asking anyone who may have seen someone around the church on Sunday night or saw anything unusual in the area during that period of time to provide that information to his office. Your name will be kept confidential. Sheriff Bonds also reminds churches and other organizations to not keep large amounts of money on the premises. The sheriff also arrested two Iron Mountain residents on drug charges, 30-year-old James Beckham and 26-year-old Jackie Wiley, after a warrant was executed. Beckham's charges deal with possessing and selling meth, and Wiley's charges with marijuana. Dateline Izzard County, where a couple has been charged with 10 felonies involving the manufacture and intent to sell and use meth, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence said 32-year-old Travis T. Wilson of the J. Bar J. community was charged with 6 drug-related felonies, and 31-year-old Alicia Yvonne Colley of Knob Creek Road was charged in circuit court with 4 drug-related felonies. Lawrence said both remain in the Izzard County Jail in lieu of $25,000 bond each. The sheriff said the case was a cooperative effort between his office and the 16th Judicial District Drug Task Force. And finally, the City of Mountain View Recreation Committee will meet this afternoon at 4:30 to discuss the Stone County Recreation Area. It'll be held at the Central Fire Station in Mountain View. And that brings you right up to date with the latest on the local and regional scene. Gary B.